If a food is going to be called organic, does it have to involve dirt? That question is now before the government board that recommends what can be labeled certified organic. The board is considering adding to that list fruits and vegetables grown in hydroponic systems, meaning they get their nutrients through water, not dirt. Vermont Public Radio's Rebecca Sinanis reports the answer will have a big impact on the $40 billion a year organic industry.
Who's got soil?
We have soil.
Who's got soil?
On a gray afternoon in Thetford, Vermont, at the end of the harvest season, farmers and advocates rally, holding signs that say, "Soil is the soul of organic." Elliot Coleman is one of the farmers. Coleman's peers call him an elder of the organic movement. The calluses on his hands are stained with soil. He is hoping the National Organic Standards Board will vote to keep hydroponically grown food from earning an organic label.
As far as we're concerned, if it's not grown in soil with all the wonderful features that soil puts into the plants, there's no way you can call it organic.
Coleman thinks that the central principle in growing organic produce is the farmer feeds the soil, not the plant. Part of the legal qualification of organic farming, and in Coleman's opinion, the label consumers have come to trust, is about the healthfulness and stewardship of the land.
Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
But Mark Mordasky, who owns Whipple Hollow Hydroponic Farm, says a sustainable model is important to him, too.
We're in a greenhouse. We're not doing anything with the land, either good or bad. We're not irresponsibly using land. We're just simply choosing not to use land at all. Does that make us not organic?
The greenhouse looks like it could have been designed by Steve Jobs, sleek and clean, with rows upon rows of identical tomato plants stabilized in organic coconut fibers. These plants are fed liquid fertilizers, which could be made from organic materials. But Vermont organic certifiers bar Mordasky from labeling his produce as organic. Mordasky thinks on a planet with fewer places to grow food and more mouths to feed, why not accept different growth methods under the organic label?
If we had all of our nutrients organic, all of our pesticides and herbicides, whatever we were doing to control disease was organic, and the medium itself that the roots are growing in is also organic, all of the inputs are organic. The outcome, seems to me, would be organic.
The National Organic Standards Board plans to vote this week, but both hydroponic producers and soil-growing advocates will be parsing lucrative labels into the future. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich, Vermont.